While we hear a lot about murders in Jamaica, there's information coming forward that says that the country's sexual offense cases are also a source of worry. We hear more about that in this report from Nationwide Radio.
A breakdown of the new committals before the Home Circuit Court show a subtotal of 67 sexual offense cases. These include 34 cases of sexual intercourse with a person under the age of 16 and 29 cases of rape. The number of new murder cases at the start of the term stands at 23. DPP Lowland says the increase in new sexual offense cases is alarming.
You know, it's pretty stark because it's almost a tripling of the new murder cases. Remember that this is what we have to hand. During the course of the term, you may have other new committals coming. So we will be in a better position at the end of the term when we close the circuit to be able to say overall how many new murder cases in all came in and how many sexual offenses. But I think what we have here is an indicator of the trend where this number of new committals for sexual offenses is nearly tripling the number of new committals for murder. So I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the term, when other committals come in during the course of the term, the percentages would hold as what we are seeing here.
The DPP says police reports indicate that there's an island-wide spike in sexual offense cases. She highlights the reports coming from the parish of Trelawney.
Certain amount of public record that in Trelawney, it was quite clear that South Trelawney is having a big problem and it's coming from the community level. It's as if it's an entrenched part of the culture there. Sex with children, and it's a rite of passage based on the cases that we saw and what the police are saying anecdotally. It really is quite extraordinary.
DPP Llewellyn says despite the increase in cases being prosecuted, there needs to be adequate intervention to prevent such incidents.
You get the impression that there are cultural issues, cultural norms at play. And this speaks to the fact that people within the community have to be sensitized to their responsibility as parents and caregivers. It cannot be that because your mother and your grandmother, your aunt or your grand aunt, this was a rite of passage that they had where your uncle or your cousin or some other relative had sexual intercourse with you when you were a child, that, well, it happened to me. Well, this is how it has to go. You know, there has to be some sort of intervention. What the focus needs to be is prevention or enabling persons to feel free to report.
Robeanne Williams for Nationwide News.
Meanwhile, DPP Lowland says her office has observed an unacceptable trend of state witnesses recanting their statements. The DPP says in the last 2 years, her office has seen an increase in this pattern.
I will hear of situations of Crown Counsel saying that a particular attorney is saying, then you're really going on with this case? You don't know that the witness, I've heard that the witness is now saying and gave a statement and is now saying something different to what he said in his statement. And then when we put our heads down, you only see produced from the witness a statement signed by a justice of the peace, right? Indicating that when they gave their statement rather to the police during the investigation, you know, that was not so, and it was the police who forced them or somebody else forced them.
The DPP says there was a recent case where a witness recanted a statement and he was charged with attempting to pervert the course of justice. She adds that a charge of creating public mischief can also be leveled against an individual.
We are now in an age, I call it the scammer's age, where in terms of the value systems, integrity is low down on the totem pole of a lot of people. And we are in the age of instant gratification, and me, myself, and I. And you have a generation of people now who believe so long as the money is good. It's like it's scamming. So long as the money is good, then anything can go. So we, acting in the public interest, have to be careful.
Paula Llewellyn, Director of Public Prosecutions.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.